Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Eagle shooters fined in Texas. Two men from East Texas have been fined for shooting bald eagles. A 73-year-old Henderson County man paid a $1,000 fine for shooting a bald eagle in January of 2001. Delmar Hood paid the fine along with $2,000 in restitution to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and $2,800 to Last Chance Forever Incorporated, a bird of prey conservancy in San Antonio that treated the bird following the injury. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said Hood admitted that he was shooting at some birds near his home, trying to scare them away from his livestock, when he hit what he thought was a hawk. The eagle that he shot is protected by the Eagle Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act. It is also illegal to shoot hawks protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Hood wounded the eagle, hitting it in the wing. A truck driver driving in the area discovered the eagle alive and called a Texas game warden who rescued the bird. The eagle was taken to the Last Chance Forever Incorporated facility, where it made a full recovery and was returned to the wild on November 18th of 2001. The bald eagle is a symbol of our country and epitomizes freedom for all Americans, said Matthew Orwig, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Texas. Bald eagles are a treasure that we will protect by vigorously prosecuting anyone who injures or kills our national symbol. The prosecution of Hood is the second such case in Texas in the last 6 months. On April 25th, agents for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department were alerted that a bald eagle had been shot and killed in Henderson County. That investigation led to the prosecution of Howard Chester Walker, 77, who admitted that he thought the bird was a hawk and shot it from a tree. Walker then contacted a friend, Jimmy Thomas Mattingly, 68, who helped identify the bird, and then cut off a foot as a trophy. Walker and Mattingly agreed to pay a fine for violating the Eagle Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act. Walker agreed to pay a $1,000 fine and $4,800 in restitution to the state of Texas. Mattingly agreed to pay a $1,000 fine. I think it's just a wanton disregard for wildlife. Certain individuals believe hawks and owls can be shot if they are protecting their livestock. This is wrong and it's illegal, says U.S. Fish and Wildlife Special Agent Steve Hamilton. There are other means and measures that need to be taken than just grabbing a gun and shooting at something. Tony Norton, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department game warden, said claiming to mistake the eagles for hawks is no excuse for the hunter's actions. I'm sorry, but if anybody can't recognize our American symbol of freedom, they're in a bad way. And if they don't know what they're shooting at, they have no business shooting, Norton said. We've got laws that govern any kind of shooting of animals, and people need to know what they are. A seal skin shipment has been seized in New Jersey. Agents of the National Marine Fisheries Service have seized an illegal shipment of 5,000 raw seal skins. The Cape Fur seal skins were en route from Namibia to Canada via the United States for processing before their final destination in markets in Europe and China. The skins seized in Port Elizabeth had an estimated market value of $50,000. Law enforcement agents from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are still investigating the case, so more details have not been made available. Imports of marine mammal parts into the United States are illegal under the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972 unless prior approval and a permit is granted by the National Marine Fisheries Service. Illegal trade in endangered or threatened wildlife continues to be a problem that NOAA Fisheries takes seriously. Seizures such as this should be a warning sign to others who traffic in marine mammal parts. Namibia hunts the Cape Fur seal, also known as the South African fur seal. Its population on the African continent is thought to number around 2 million. And we thank the Environment News Service for both these stories. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by, see the friends.